going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of Saints Joachim and Ann Parish, serving the communities of Elizabeth, Glassport, Liberty, Lincoln, and Portview. And our program this Sunday morning, and happy Super Bowl Sunday, it's action-packed and very informative and also inspiring. Our special episode this morning is dedicated to the DePaul School for Hearing and Speech, which is located on Adler Street in the Shadyside Squirrel Hill section of the city of Pittsburgh on the campus of St. Jude Parish, Sacred Heart. And their work is hugely impactful for our region and also our county. So grab your coffee or tea and some tissues, because I'm sure we're going to move your heart as we discuss DePaul's life-changing work and the countless children and families who are forever changed because of their beautiful work that they do and their interventions and love. I want to first thank our generous sponsors for Catholic Education Plus, Sam and Judy Spanos, and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. And I'm really honored to have this morning in studio with me Dr. Ruth Auld, who is the Executive Director of the DePaul School for Hearing and Speech. Dr. Auld, good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you, Dr. Burke. It's a pleasure to be here.
And can you tell our listeners a little bit about your background, about yourself first, before we get started?
That's an interesting story to begin, and I'll keep it brief because I'm old. No, actually, I had German measles as a child and lost my hearing when I was three. And so in my house, there was a lot of conversation about me going to DePaul School if they didn't have any other option, because back then, in the early 60s, there weren't a lot of options for children. And my parents were Catholic and were looking at what options are available. And DePaul School has been around for 115 years. And so it was well established in the 60s and had a great reputation then, as we do now. Then I lived most of my adult life up in northwestern Pennsylvania. And my most recent employment up there was in Mercyhurst College, directing a graduate program in special education. And because hearing support is one of the small subsets of special education, when I wanted to relocate to Pittsburgh, I applied for this job, and voila, it would be the hand of God. Here I am 13 years later, enjoying and loving every minute of this job.
13 years you've been at DePaul School.
I have.
Okay. And DePaul School was founded by the Sisters of Charity of Seton Hill in Greensburg. And back in 1908, here in the Diocese of Pittsburgh. And the Sisters of Charity are very near and dear to my heart because they taught both of my parents at the former St. Stephen's in Hazelwood. So
they also taught me.
Wonderful mission, yeah.
In St. Luke's in Carnegie.
Okay, you're from Carnegie. Okay, great,
right.
Great.
And we carry forth that same mission that they began DePaul School with. The deaf community was largely disenfranchised from the broader community, and they saw that these children, back in 1908, could learn to talk, could learn to interface and connect with the broader community, particularly with the church. So they began DePaul School in the North Hills of Pittsburgh, or in the North Shore of Pittsburgh, And then right away, we outgrew that space, moved up to Troy Hill, and then we were over in Mount Lebanon for 80-plus years. Mm. But that same mission that they had to bring the children in and then let them go out into the community when they were ready is the mission that we carry forward today.
And now you're over in Shadyside, and it's a beautiful location. I used to be the former pastor right across the road at St. Mary Magdalene Parish in Point Breeze,
yes.
So right down the hill. But that's a beautiful location, and it's so accessible. Oakland, downtown, and the East End, you're kind of like right in the middle.
We are right mm-hmm. in the middle, and it's accessible from all points, as you said. There are corridors that take you out from Shadyside in all directions pretty readily. And I just have to say, when we knew that we could not stay in Mount Lebanon any longer, it was difficult. It was really difficult for the staff who were there to envision being somewhere else. Well, 20 years, yeah. 22 years later, we're looking back and saying, how fortuitous, how wonderful it is for us to be located where we are. And as we look forward, we're hoping that we can stay where we are because it really does serve the community well.
And DePaul is the only school in our tri-state region and one of only a handful in the nation that has this type of program. So this is really a feather in our cap for the Diocese of Pittsburgh.
It absolutely is. There are only, to our knowledge, two other schools in the country. One is in St. Louis, Missouri, that goes through fifth grade. And then the other one does itinerant only, and it's up in the Boston area. But to have a dedicated intensive program like we have that serves children from birth through 15 years of age, we are the only one.
Now, new families are constantly moving to Pittsburgh all the time, and so I'm sure you constantly are getting new people coming and going. Tell us how that impacts the DePaul school with
this year. We have seven families who have relocated from across the country to come to DePaul for our hearing support services.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing. We've really seen an uptick in our enrollment, and that means internal shifting. We actually relocated 15 rooms this year.
That's
to accommodate this growth. Within the building, you know, office spaces, and one of those was mine. I relocated my office because we needed to serve the kids. We needed to have that as a classroom.
Nice problem to have.
Yeah. It is. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful problem to have.
Now, speech and language obviously are taught. The children are also educated with a full curriculum. Can you tell our listeners what it looks like every day? What's a typical day in life at the DePaul School?
You know, I shared this with our board a couple of weeks ago, that every child who attends DePaul School for Hearing and Speech either has a severe speech problem, or most of them have hearing loss. And then they have all the things that wrap around hearing loss. You don't really think of it, but if you couldn't hear the first couple of years of your life, you don't have phonemic awareness. So learning to read is going to be really complicated because you don't know how to discern between ah and ah. That's not in your frame of reference. So the teacher has to bring experiential learning front and center. And we're learning vocabulary as we're learning science, or we're learning science as we're learning vocabulary. Because you can't read and decode some of those science words. That's a real challenge. So then we have to do it first. And then we can back it down to what we talked about, and now I can write it, and now I can read it. So it's kind of a very integrated approach to learning. And the teacher might have four students in her class. We have a very low student-teacher ratio. But in that low student-teacher ratio, she has four students. She has seven lessons she's writing for each of those four students, because they're not any of them on the same level. So she's actually writing 28 lessons a day. You don't think of it that way when you're the teacher, but that is, in effect, what she's doing, because everyone has to be tailored. So that's pretty intensive. And that is, you can call it our secret sauce, because that's what makes us successful. That's how we go forward with each one of the students. And then it's about 2.5 years is the average length of time that students are with us. Would you think of it? They come into the building with maybe 2, maybe 10 spoken words. And in 2.5 years, that immersion experience, that small class size, and that tailored, customized learning for them, they're now out in Avonworth High School or Bethel Park High School or wherever they are, and they're integrated into the full educational program that's happening there.
So you really give them the basics and the startups.
Absolutely.
So that
and that's our primary focus.
Sure, yeah.
Is okay. Language acquisition.
Wow. So they're able to go back into the mainstream.
Right.
That's now. What are you hearing from the parents about the program and the results that their kids are having going through this wonderful program?
What parent wouldn't love this really intensive, nurturing environment? I sometimes think it's more difficult for the parents to give their children. Okay, we're ready to go. It's hard. It's hard for the parents to hear that,
sure.
But they know that this is the next step, and so we do a really interesting transition plan, where you know we meet with the IEP team, and then we plan a year ahead, and then the child will go and visit the public school or the Catholic school where they're going to, and they visit several times. They visit once a month for a while, and then they go every other week, and then they go on Fridays or one day a week for a while. So the child really acclimates before they're leaving, because it is very different. You're leaving an environment where there's you and three other children in the classroom, and you're going into a public school where there's 30 other kids in the classroom, and it's noisy, and there's a whole manner of things that have to happen. But the parent is included in that process, in that transition. So we acclimate. We don't just drop them off and say, okay, there's your bus, get on the bus, see you later. There's a
That's really important that there's not like a shock or awe to say, okay, you're done, see you later.
Right.
And then you know, they go to the curb. This way they ease their way into it.
Yes.
And I think that's helpful for the student and also for the parents too. So you keep that baby steps, you know, just gradually, you know, kind of like going to a swimming pool and putting your feet and toes in the water, and then you just gradually go in. So then that way it's not like a total shock or all, because that would be difficult going from 4 to 5 people in a classroom and then boom, back out into the main classroom. So that would be kind of interesting. So it sounds like doing a really good job at the DePaul School, and we're going to learn a lot more about it. I'm with Dr. Ruth Auld, who is the Executive Director for the DePaul School in Shadyside. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. And welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of St. Joachim and Ann Parish, serving the communities of Elizabeth, Glassport, Liberty, Lincoln, and Portview. And on this Super Bowl Sunday, we are featuring the DePaul School of Hearing and Speech, located in the Shadyside section of the city of Pittsburgh. And I'm honored to have the executive director of the DePaul Institute, Dr. Ruth Auld. And Dr. Auld, we were talking about... when we were coming in about a powerful grant that the DePaul School received from the Church Alive Funds. Can you share our listeners about that wonderful opportunity that the school is using now?
I would love to talk about that. The Church Alive grant, this is the second time that we've gotten it, and we apply some of it to our preschool, which isn't really funded through state monies, and so it's very helpful for families to be able to participate in our SAIL preschool. SAIL is Speech and Integrated Language for Literacy for children who have language delays, speech delays, difficulty processing language, difficulty comprehending and or producing spoken language. And so it's a very unique program that we have full-time, 4.5 days a week for families, very successful for a small number of children who have those needs. But in addition to that, the Church Alive money is also being applied to help us to interface with Catholic schools in the region. So we have itinerant services that go out into the Catholic schools and will meet needs of a student with hearing support and or speech delays in the Catholic school setting. And we also have one student in particular who comes to us from a Catholic school because her needs were so intensive that her reading skills were just not being developed in a public school. This young gal is dyslexic, and we have the expertise in how to present that at DePaul School, because a lot of the children who come to DePaul have auditory processing issues and they all have language delays because they didn't hear for the first couple years of life. They did not hear in utero, and then they don't hear until they get the assistive devices whether that's a cochlear implant or a hearing aid applied to them. So there's a gap. And so their language is all being, and so that allows us that expertise, or affords us the expertise to teach those kids. So that same expertise works for children who have dyslexia, because they don't, their brain isn't sorting out phonemic awareness and sounds, and we have teachers that have expertise in that. And so we've used some of that money for a child who is in a neighboring Catholic school who comes to DePaul and is seeing her needs be met in tremendous ways. And we took a little child who was in tears every day in a Catholic school, and nobody wants that condition, and brought her into DePaul, where it's a small class size and very intensive instruction. And that little girl is a joyful soul now. And we see her in the hallway. She is just blessed. By the end of this year, she will be reading independently. And that's the goal.
So what grades does the school go from?
We work with babies from kindergarten. We have a toddler program. We have two different preschool programs, which is 3 to 5 years of age. And then our school-age program goes from kindergarten through the eighth grade. And so it is not uncommon for a child to come into us in the upper level of the grade school program and be permitted to stay with us until they're 15.
So not all of them start, obviously, in preschool or kindergarten. People, like we said in the first segment, people are moving into the city or the area. You'll have the older students come in too, right?
That is so true. And I cannot imagine the pain that a family endures when your child is deaf and you can't communicate well, because you probably don't know American Sign Language, because most children who are identified at birth as being deaf are born into families who listen and speak.
Right.
So if you're with that child and your child's in fourth or fifth grade and you're just wringing your hands, what can we do? That causes people to pack their bags and relocate to the Pittsburgh area, because they find us and they come into our program. And so they may be with us 2, 2.5, 3 years. Some stay longer, because we will take children who are complicated. We've got some of those children who have a lot of things going on besides their deafness.
Wow. Yeah, and as we mentioned in the first segment, we're only one of the few in the region that has this wonderful program. Now, you have powerful testimony after testimony, success story after success story of children helped by what you do through the love, the education, and the encouragement and the specialization at DePaul with the teachers and the staff. Can you share with our listeners some of these testimonies this morning?
Oh, there are just so many. Father Tom, I get a smile on my face when I think of one of them who came to DePaul starting as a two-year-old when he got his cochlear implants, and came up from Ohio, Steubenville, Ohio area, day after day, 5 days a week, and he left us when he aged out at eighth grade. He was an exception, because he really needed our intensive services. It wasn't until this little guy was about eight that we all understood he had apraxia of speech. And that was, you know, we were teaching him to listen and speak, but it wasn't coming on, and it wasn't that he didn't understand us, but childhood apraxia of speech is a complicated condition. Once we figured that out and we got that underway, the light bulb came on, and I can clearly remember a time at the beginning of the school year. The principal always has all the children gather the first day of the school year in the cafeteria, and she passes around a microphone. Now, we're passing around a microphone to children who are deaf, and they are talking in this microphone, and they're clamoring, "It's my turn, I want that microphone to tell you what I did this summer." And this little guy with apraxia of speech picked up that microphone and told us what he did this summer, and that was amazing.
Priceless, huh?
That the light came on, and when every child who leaves us gives an exit speech, a final speech at the last, you know, we have a big ceremony at the end of the year, and everyone gives an I'm leaving you now speech. And he said, "I drove 27,900 and some miles to get my education here," because it was over 100 miles a day for him to do this. And the whole room busted into laughter, because this guy was quick, he was funny, he was very talented, and now he could tell us what what he may never have been able to say without it wasn't the education that DePaul gave him.
Now the children are eventually ready as they approach the later teenager years. Share with us briefly the transitioning into the neighborhood schools.
May I recap
Sure.
another student in that process?
Yeah.
We have a child who came here from Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria just destroyed their school, and the family looked at each other and said, we have to do something here. So it took them a full year to plan and come to DePaul. He had two older siblings that came with the family. He was with us about 2.5 years and a huge success. He stood up at that end of the year statement and said, thank you, DePaul. I can talk to my dad now. And he is in a neighborhood suburban school now, probably in a junior year there. In that transition process, Father Tom, we plan it a year ahead of time. The conversation begins with the family at the IEP process, and then we begin having him visit the school. And he then goes once a week, right to the very end. So he has a level of familiarity with the schedule he'll be keeping when he gets there.
Now, anyone listening to our program this morning that might have a child or a grandchild interested in the program, how can they reach you at DePaul School?
We would love to have you come and take a tour of the facility and meet our staff. And you can visit in the classrooms and see what we actually do every day. Just reach out to DePaul. We're on the internet. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us, give a call to the school. We're easy to find.
You're right there in Shadyside.
There in Shadyside, in a lovely
Square.
Location.
Good. Dr. Ruth Auld, the Executive Director of DePaul Institute, thanks for being with us this morning. And we'll be back in a moment here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time. We are just a few days away from celebrating the season of Lent, and Ash Wednesday is, of course, this coming week. So in the Gospel of Mark this morning, we hear Jesus heals the leper. And leprosy, or Hansen's disease at the time, was thought to be very contagious, and Jesus is moved with pity with the leper, reaching out and touching him. And this is really extraordinary because lepers were outcasts. People were afraid of them. People didn't want anything to do with them, but Jesus took the time to show that love and the mercy of the leper, to touch him and to heal him and to make clean. And Jesus recognizes that it's the leper's faith that wanted to heal them. So oftentimes in our own lives, we know many people in our community who are outcast, who are lonely because of physical disabilities. And as we heard with speech and hearing impairments, obviously this could have a dramatic impact on people. So let us be looking at how Jesus heals the leper in this morning's gospel, and how we can reach out to those who might be different from us, those who have physical disabilities or extra challenges or not always feel welcomed. Let us be more loving and compassionate. And as we begin the season of Lent this coming week, let us be mindful of the next 40 days and walk the journey with Christ, and to pick up our cross and to follow him. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.